scared to death. For I knew that the time was coming, and it couldn't be too remote, when I would be unable to hold that job. Maybe I wouldn't be able to hold any job. Or maybe, and this was my greatest fear, I wouldn't care whether I had a job or not. I knew it didn't make any difference where I started. The inevitable end would be Skid Row. The only reality I was able to face had been forced upon me by its very repetition. I had to drink. And I didn't know there was anything in the world that could be done about it. About this time, I met a man who had 3 motherless children, and it seemed that might be a solution to my problem. I had never had a child, and this had been a satisfactory excuse many times for my drinking. It seemed logical to me that if I married this man and took the responsibility for these children, that they would keep me sober. So I married again. This caused the comment from one of my AA friends when I told my story after coming into the program, that I had always been a cinch for the program, for I had always been interested in mankind. I was just taking them one man at a time. The children kept me sober for darn near 3 weeks, and then I went on, please God, my last drunk. I've heard it said many times in AA, there is just one good drunk in every alcoholic's life, and that's the one that brings us into AA. And I believe it. I was drunk for 60 days around the clock, and it was my intention literally to drink myself to death. I went to jail for the second time during this period for being drunk in an automobile. I was the only person I'd ever known personally who had ever been in jail,